morning. The jury deciding the fate of political fundraiser Tony Rezko is scheduled to meet again today after a four-day weekend break. Robert Wildebor has more.
So far, the jury has spent five full days considering the evidence that was presented during 7 weeks of testimony. Rezko is facing two dozen charges, and jurors are going through each count deciding whether there is enough evidence to support a conviction. But a number of the charges seemingly have little to do with Rezko. For example, count four is a wire fraud charge for a phone call made between two co-schemers. Rezko's not on the call. Nonetheless, prosecutors have argued that Rezko was directing the scam, so he's responsible for the acts that were done to further it. Jurors are scheduled to deliberate today, tomorrow, and Thursday. They have Friday off as one juror had a scheduling conflict. I'm Robert Wildebor.
Testimony continues today in the trial of a former Bloomington police officer accused of raping four women. Jeff Pedlow has pleaded not guilty to the 35 charges against him, which include 28 counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault and four counts of home invasion. If convicted of all charges, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. Prosecutors allege Pedlow stalked the women, then slipped quietly into their homes late at night between 2002 and 2005. The state is set to present witnesses today related to the January 4, 2005 assault of one of the women. One alleged victim has already testified in the trial that began last week. Pedlow has been in custody since his June 2006 arrest. One of Illinois' top Democrats is criticizing President Bush for his opposition to a new GI Bill. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says the bill would expand educational opportunities for some veterans. The Senate passed the bill last week with a veto-proof majority. Durbin says the soft economy is hurting the job market and the new GI Bill would help veterans get more training.
I think that if you take an honest look at it, what we are offering to our veterans coming back today from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan is the same educational opportunities that we offered to the returning veterans from World War II.
Durbin says the bill has a lot of bipartisan support as it heads to the House for a vote. Bill opponents worry too many soldiers would leave the military for college if the legislation is passed. Illinois' newest congressman is sponsoring legislation aimed at helping military families nationwide who face financial hardship when loved ones are called for active duty. Representative Bill Foster won a March special election to fill the remainder of former House Speaker Dennis Hastert's term. He says he wants to model a national military family relief fund after an Illinois program signed into law in 2003. The Illinois efforts provided more than $6 million to state military families since 2003. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn says reservists take an average 50% pay cut when they leave civilian jobs. That can hurt their families who are struggling to pay bills. If Foster's legislation is approved, federal taxpayers could elect to donate money while filing their tax returns. A trio of House Democrats say they want to introduce legislation designed to restrict the time inmates can be held at the Tams Correctional Center. The bill would limit inmate stays at the Southern Illinois facility to 1 year in most cases and would keep the state from transferring prisoners there who have serious mental illnesses. It would also require a quarterly assessment about whether each prisoner should remain in the state's only super maximum prison facility. State Representative Julie Hamos is an Evanston Democrat who is among the measure's proponents. She says the prison needs better standards. A spokesman for the Department of Corrections says it will study the proposed legislation, but says inmates in the facility are violent offenders who don't belong in the general population. A study by the University of Chicago has found the use of classroom time to drill students for the ACT exam does more harm than good. The study, conducted by the Consortium on Chicago School Research, determined that such classroom time should be focused on strengthening longer-term learning in subjects that are on the test. University researchers analyzed test results and surveyed and interviewed Chicago Public's high school teachers and high school juniors in 2005 and 2007. Elaine Allensworth, the report's lead author, told the Chicago Tribune researchers found that ACT scores were slightly lower in schools where teachers spent at least 40% of their time drilling students than in schools where teachers spent less than 20% of their class time on similar preparation. Chicago Public Schools Chief Arnie Duncan notes the district has stepped up teaching in the core subjects of English, math, and science. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
6:35 and time for our hourly weather summary with Scott Althoff this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dan. Welcome back.
Thanks very much. Had a good time. Went fishing with my son, and we did pretty well and spent a lot of good time together, so enjoyed that very much. Came back and looked at the temperature range this morning, and I thought, wow, it's, mid-40s up in places like Kankakee and mid-60s in Mattoon-Charleston area.
Yep, even Decatur's still 65 degrees, so we've got a definite front moving through right now and bringing some cold air. Temperatures right now range from 41 degrees along the Chicago Lakefront, Waukegan's 41 degrees, to 70 now at Evansville. Very warm and sticky conditions are just to our south. Decatur still in the warm, muggy air, as at least at the top of the hour. We're still 65 degrees. Dew points are in the lower and middle 60s just to our south. And a little bit of fog. Still dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. this morning for southeast Illinois into central Indiana, where some visibility issues are there. But the front will slowly drift southward across the two.